Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Chazayin, Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Parshas Devarim, I'd like to share with you an appropriate thought for a Shabbos Tisha B'Av. We're told that La'achamei Va'esrim, when we come up to the heavenly tribunal, you will be asked very specific questions immediately. Tzipisa Yeshua is one of them. Nosata v'nosata be'emuna is one. Kavata itim l'tayra is one. Now, kavata itim l'tayra, we know that a person has to designate time for learning. Nobody is puzzled by the source of such an obligation. Nosata v'nosata be'emuna, you dealt faithfully. Also, it's something everybody is aware of. When the Gemara says, and this is in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you hope for the Yeshua to come, for Mashiach to come? The question is, what is the source for that to be an obligation for every Jew? The Smak, the Sefer Mitzvah Katan, in describing Mitzvah Aleph, the Chinuch lists the mitzvahs in order of the Parshiyos. The Smak follows the Rambam's example and lists them in the order of the significance, not so much the significance of Schar and Einish, but the significance of what it means to be a Jew. And Mitzvah Aleph, in his Sefer, is Anechi Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Emuna, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Explains the Smak, the Emuna in God is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech HaGoyel, is a God, Asher Hatzisicha Me'eretz Yisrael, who took the Jews out of Egypt, and in Emuna, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior towards Klal Yisrael, constantly as a Goyel. And because that's part of the Emuna, the Tzipisa LeYeshua is appropriately one of the first questions we ask L'Achamei V'Esrim, because in fact, that's what it's about. That's the way it is. Emuna is Emuna. Now, the Rambam, as you know, lists the 13 Ikrim, Yud Gimel Ikrim, and most famously in Perek Chelek, and there, in the Chiyuv of believing in Mashiach, the Rambam is L'chako Soi U'lispala L'boyei, to daven that he will come. Now, all the Yud Gimel Ikrim are Emuna, are issues of faith, and therefore, it seems that the Rambam is the source of the Smak's idea that Tzipisa LeYeshua, L'Spalu L'Bayai, to daven for the Yeshua to come, is part of the mitzvah of Emuna. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, says, Kol mi she'eino mechaka l'biyasai kefir b'taira. Somebody who's not in the chaka, who's not hoping for Mashiach coming, Kaifer b'tayra, he's not apikayis. What does one thing have to do with the other? What does that make him an apikayis? So it seems that the Rambam too holds that Tzipisa LeYeshua is part of the mitzvah of Emuna. We believe in God. We believe in a God who is a Melech Goyel, a God who redeems people, a Melech Ezer, a Mashiach, a Magen. Question is, okay, so you've explained Tzipisa LeYeshua, the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Goyel, has a source. But the Rambam says that with Spala Labaya, we have to daven for his coming. It was part of the mitzvah of Emuna. Why is it part of Tzila? Why is it an obligation to daven? And the answer to that is that davening is part of the mitzvah of Emunah. In the Grismaisha, the second volume of Aruch Chaim, Rav Moshe was asked regarding advocating for or against prayer in public schools. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, as is his style, discusses whether non-Jews have a mitzvah to daven, prayer in public schools. What is our understanding? What's the source that a non-Jew is obligated to daven? So Rav Moshe, exactly this thing. He says, that part of emuna, if you really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you turn to him to help you in times of difficulty. Then you turn to him in times of difficulty. That's part of emuna. If you're not turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in prayer, it's because you don't have adequate faith in Hashem as a king who's waiting eagerly to be a goyel. And so we learned something today. We learned that l'hispala l'bayay, to daven l'mashiach coming, is part of our mitzvah of emunah in Hashem. Now Jews are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. When Jews are in trouble, they turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they look heavenward. In the foxhole, there are very few happy person. And in times of trouble, Jews in the concentration camps or in the exile of Spain, they were Tzipisa Yeshua. They spoke about Mashiach coming. But what about us in the United States of America in the year 2022? Are we Mitzapim LeYeshua? Are we Mispala LeBayay? We all hope eagerly for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come. However, we have to know that davening for Mashiach's coming is part of being Mitzapel Yeshua. And once you hear the link that the Rambam and the Smak are saying, a link between davening for something and believing in it, you'll see that it's in the Siddur everywhere. As Tzemach David Avdecha Meir Satzniach, we daven for Malchus Beis David to return, and we say, Kili Shiwascha Kivinu Kalayan. We're davening for this because we are Mechakim Kivinu Kalayan, we hope for the Geula. In Kedusha and Shabbos, you say, Mimkaim Chama Kenu Sefia, the similar Chaleinu Meira. You say, God, reveal yourself. And then we say, Ki Mechakim Anachnu Lach. Because we are Mitzapel Yeshua. That's why we daven for it. We say, Ata tokum terachin tziyayin. Ki ratzu avadecha savaneha. It says afterwards in the pasuk. Because Klal Yisrael has a ratzin for Eretz Yisrael. Always we daven for Gula because we are Mitzapel Yeshua. As we come to the end of the 3 weeks, we come to Tisha B'Av this year, the 10th of Av, when we will observe the fast of Tisha B'Av. It's our job really to take a moment and choose a place in davening to be Mitzapel Yeshua. Someday we'll be asked, Tzipisa Yeshua? And you'll say, of course I did. And say, for example, no, what's your example? When were you Mitzapel Yeshua? Not an easy thing. Not an easy thing at all. So do what I'm trying to do. Take a few words in davening and try to designate them as the place we are Mitzapel Yeshua. When we step out of Shemayna Esrei, we say Yehi Ratzin. And we say the Yehi Ratzin, Shiyabana Beis Amigdash V'meher B'yameinu. Shiyabana Beis Amigdash V'meher B'yameinu. Say those words out loud. After all, when you step out of Shemayna Esrei, you typically wake up from whatever distractions existed during the Shemayna Esrei. And at that moment, where typically people feel bad that they didn't have the right kavana, take a minute and say those three words, Shiyabana Beis Amigdash V'meher B'yameinu. Shiyabana Beis Amigdash V'meher B'yameinu. Say it. Five words. And say it with a kavana, say it with a feeling, just for the moment. And you'll be able to say, Tzipisa Yeshua, yes, Tzipisa Yeshua. So this is a thought, a very practical thought, a yediya, and a warning. You're getting the faher questions ahead of time. You're getting the test questions ahead of time. Isn't that amazing? You get test questions ahead of time. They're going to ask you, Tzipisa Yeshua. Really? So what are you going to answer? They'll say, every day, three times a day, I said, Bashman Esrei, and I said, Shiyabana, they said, Rabbi Yemenu, Yiratzin. May it be God's will, Shiyabana. You're davening for it. Okay. You're davening for it. Tzipisa LeYeshua, very good. You'll be Zecha. And so this is what's on my mind as we come to these days. I do have to tell you that at the very same time, the beginning of the Chumash of Devarim has an important lesson. I advise you to learn the Netziv in Hamikdava. As you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, for the last 37 days of his life, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat till the 7th day of Adar, taught Sefer Devarim Mishneh Torah to Klal Yisrael. And we understand he chazered. And the Netziv asks, he chazered, he reviewed. What was he doing the whole 40 years? Wasn't he sitting there and teaching them the whole time? Okay, I guess Pashup Shat is that this is a massive review. One big chazara, like the end of the season, the end of his mam chazara. Yeah, that's Pashup Shat. Netziv says more. Netziv says that in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu taught them the equivalent of Mikra and Mishnah. In my words, what he's saying. So he taught them the psukim, and he taught them the halachis psukas. The first Petira, Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Pulpula Dairaisa. He taught them the Gemara, the argument being Mechadish Chidushei Torah. That entire area of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu did not teach in the 40 years in the Midbar until they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Pulpula Dairaisa, that's what he taught them. He cites the Gemara in Chagiga, the Avava Zayin, that says Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah in three steps, Sinai, Ayol Mayed, and then Arvei Svayev. When he came down from Sinai, first he taught them Torah. From the Ayel Mayed, he got Halacha Psuka. What I'm calling Mishnah is what he called the Halacha Psuka. And here, he taught them the Droshes of the Torah, the Lumdis of the Torah, before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous insight into what it means that Moshe Rabbeinu, these last 37 days of his life, with an intensity, called Klal Yisrael together, and they had a massive period of learning, Torah, and Baruch Hashem. And so, with these thoughts towards the peace of Yeshua, towards the learning of Torah, we turn to a very important Shabbos, the Shabbos when we observe the Shabbos and at the same time are aware of the fact that it's the ninth day of Av, and then turn to a somber recognition of the gullus that we're in. We mourn over everything that has taken place over this extended period of time. And this extended period of time, most of the life of Klal Yisrael, what has taken place. And so, with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, an extraordinary, meaningful Yom of Tisha B'Av. And I hope next week HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the schus. I hope to be talking to you from Artzeinu HaKadosha, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yeshivas Or Sameach, right in the center of the universe, the Ezras Hashem. May we all be zechet to be in Eretz Yisrael. A good Shabbos to one and all.